Today's devotional is based on Jonah chapters 3 and 4, and it was written by the Reverend Paul Lyon. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." I am writing this reflection while practicing social distancing, wearing a mask in public. And churches worship virtually in response to a virus that has literally sickened to death this globe. Concurrently, a pandemic of another sort has shaken this country to its core, a disease unveiled by a video of a dying black man gasping for air. In angry response, a collective Jonah of protesters and demonstrators has taken to the streets of Nineveh. Think Minneapolis and beyond, proclaiming a message. I can't breathe. Get your knee off our necks. No justice, no peace. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Day after day, the voice of the people in our city streets has grown larger and louder. The sin and wickedness they rail against, racism, discrimination, and police brutality. God's message through Jonah stirred the hearts and minds of the people of Nineveh. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. Even the king of Nineveh rose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. What is our country doing? Will God's message through the collective street voice stir the hearts and minds of national, state, and local government? Will our leaders heed the prophetic word to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Will this commitment infiltrate the decisions, policies, and reform that is desperately needed? Further, what are we as individual Christians doing? Today is Ash Wednesday, the first day of 40 in this season of Lent, which takes its name from the imposition of ashes on the foreheads of worshipers as a sign of human sin and mortality. Are we sincere when we pray with the psalmist, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me"? Do we take seriously both parts of Jesus' call to repent and believe in the good news? I heard a black man telling his children they are in danger, not because of anything they have done, but because of the color of their skin. He said, "The skin is the sin." Let all of us remember, we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Let us pray. Breathe on us, breath of God, fill us with life anew, that we may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Amen.